will wipe away every tear from our eyes. God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Glad to see Coach Jackson in the house. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for leading and inspiring me. He knows how to win. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1. And verse 2. If you find it, say amen. Amen. The word of God says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, it was in the days of Herod the king. Then the Bible said, behold, there came who? Wise men. That's what I'm going to be talking about, wisdom this morning. There came wise men. They came from the east to Jerusalem. And they said something. They said, where is that young man that is born king of the Jews? And they also said, we have come, we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Amen. While you're still standing, let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we are grateful for your presence. We just don't want you to visit. We want you to habitate here. This is your house. This is your church. These are your people. Have your way in our midst. Use me to be a channel of blessing to your people, not just in this house, even outside this house. Glorify yourself here today. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, I have been preaching a series of messages titled The Message of Christmas. And because this is a series, part one of this series was focused on peace, or what we call shalom. So if you miss it, go on our website and listen to that message, because you're going to need peace in your life. Today I'm going to be talking about wisdom, because that's another message of Christmas. And then this coming Sunday, I'm going to be talking about worship. That's another message of Christmas. And then on the fourth Sunday, we will talk about Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen. Because today is focused on wisdom, that is why we read about wise men. Please take note of a few things about them. They're not just wise, they saw the star. I can stop them and preach all day, because there were many people on earth that day, but only the wise men saw the star. Things may be happening around you, but if you're not wise, you will have no clue what is happening around you. Everybody was just, it was just business as usual, but the wise men saw the star. Not only did they saw the star, they came. In other words, they took action. I spent almost 10 minutes earlier about your finances, that you have to take action and not just be praying. To be honest with you, many people are suffering not because they don't know, but they fail to act upon what they know. Huge difference between them. If I have to extract how much Bible you know in this church, we can publish books. This is a world church. You know a lot. But it's one thing to know. It's another thing to take action on what you know. The wise men, they took action. They came. Another thing you need to notice about them, not only do they came and they worship. Many of you, you come to church, but you don't worship. You dress good, you smell good, you show up, you came, but you watch other people worship. You never have an encounter with God. I'm talking about wisdom today. Why will you wake up, take shower, dressed up, gasoline in your car, and you drove miles to come to church? And then you got here and you sat down. We need wisdom. Another thing about this, wise men, not only do they saw the star, they came, they worshiped, the Bible says they presented gift. Am I in the Bible? You see how simple the Bible is? You'll be amazed how many of you show up today. You never give a dime. Don't look at your neighbor now. Because the word of God is like, it's like a sword. The Bible calls it a two-edged sword. As it's cutting you, it's cutting me too. But somebody needs to tell the truth. We cannot just be entertaining ourselves. The Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. If everybody that is going to church will give like this white man did, not a single church will be lacking. Are you still here? And then one thing that also that is profound that they did is that when they were told to tell on Jesus, they refused to be a snitch.
Come on.
I can preach that all day. When you hear about black on black crime, ain't nobody doing it, we're hurting our own self. They refuse because Herod told them, you just come back, tell me about it. But he no good. He wanted to kill Jesus. But thank God for wise men. They refused to be a snitch. I ought to preach a sermon and say, don't be a snitch. I pray that the Holy Spirit will just release me to preach some controversial stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about how you also can be a wise person. That's why I say you got to pay attention. Mama, you know, in the Old Testament, they have tabernacles. And there are three officers in the church that works. All right? They have what we call the priest. Then they have prophets. And they have sage. All right? Every church have those. All right? The priest teaches the law. All right? I'm showing you how the church was set up back then. Then the prophets would declare the word of God to the people. Thus says the Lord. The sage, they are the wise men who will show good counsel to the people of God. Part of the problem in our churches today is that the church is full of dodo birds. Don't look at your neighbor today. I told you I'm going to be. It takes wisdom to win in life. You can have education and have so many degrees than the thermometer and still be a dodo. There are what we call educated fools. They know books, but they have no wisdom. You can even have a good job and have no wisdom. That's why you got to pay attention today. Our culture has been lying to us. Our culture will say, live and learn. But no, that's not scripture. You learn and live. It's not the other way around. If you don't learn, you're going to run into big trouble. Are you still here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom says learn of me and then leave. All right? Today I want to share with you what is wisdom. I want to share with you where can you find it? How can you get wisdom? And if my time permits, I will tell you about the benefits of being a wise man, a wise woman. Let me start out by talking to you about what is wisdom. In other words, what's the definition of wisdom? My brothers, my sister, wisdom is the power to judge rightly. It don't matter what situation you're presented with, you are able to make the right call. Do you really want to know why many of our families are in trouble? Somebody made a bad call. We take the wrong job. Guess what's missing? No wisdom. You were educated, all right. But you made a bad call. even what city you're going to leave. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to follow sound course in life. While everybody is striking out, you're making the right call for your life, for your children, for your business, for your ministry, for everything you're involved in. It takes wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to always put yourself in the right pathways. My brothers, my sisters, examples I can think about, you'll be surprised how many people are in a career today and they're very unhappy. Somewhere along the way, somebody made a wrong decision. You'll be surprised how many marriages are busted. Christian men, Christian women, but you end up with a jackleg. Well, let me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It takes wisdom. I have some other colorful words, but the Holy Spirit said, no, get back on track. The world is full of wrong choices. It takes wisdom to know when to move, when to build, when to hold, when to fold, when to walk out of a deal. That's what you're about to learn this morning. There are three forces that are operating in the world today. One of those forces is knowledge. Another force is understanding. And the third force is wisdom. When you go to school, what you get is knowledge, not wisdom. All right? I'm not against education. I've got plenty of it. I got 4 professional degrees. So I'm not anti-education. But education doesn't bring you wisdom. All right? Knowledge is information. Understanding is comprehension. Wisdom is the law of God applied. Application. Please notice that a great country, proud to be an American, but we have one big problem. We are suffering from information overload. What we are missing is wisdom. We got information. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe when it comes to information, America is number one in the whole world. Everybody got a smartphone, or most people. iPhone, iPad. Only God knows any other. iX. Man, you can literally touch millions of people in matters of seconds. God bless America. So when it comes to knowledge, we got that. We're on top of it. It's information. But information without inspiration is junk. Are you still here? We have reason without revelation. We have PhD without G-O-D. Houston, we got a problem. And you can see symptoms of it from the crack house to the White House. What we need is wisdom. Notice what the Bible said concerning wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Did you notice that the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing? Thank you, preacher. Wisdom is the principal thing. What we have done is that we put knowledge is the principal thing. And we messed up. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. By the way, those of you who are theologians watching me out there, let me mess with you for a few minutes. Have you noticed it didn't say salvation is the principal thing? Have you noticed it didn't say your healing is the principal thing? It said wisdom is the principle. You know why God said wisdom is the principle? Because if you have wisdom, you will get salvation. Look at the wise men. What is it that led them from the east? Wisdom. And that wisdom led them to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. If you have wisdom, you'll get healing. I'm trying to help somebody. Wisdom, I say unto you, the Bible said, is the principal thing. Then notice that the Bible continues to say, not only is it principle, it says, get wisdom. That's what I'm trying to help you today. You have to get wisdom. If you get wisdom, you will know it. People will always come to you and say, what do you think about it? Because they know you're a wise man. What do you think I should do in this situation? What they're saying is that you're a wise sister. Nobody ever come to me and say, oh, your degree. What degree? On your job, if you have wisdom, you the boss. Even your supervisor will come to you. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't want to testify. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible says get wisdom, that means wisdom is something you can get. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. That's what I'm trying to help you and me today. Let me call your attention to what the Bible have to say about wisdom. Job chapter 28, verse 12. Job 28, verse 12, the question was asked, where can we find wisdom? That's the question before the court this morning. I see some lawyers in there. I'm just messing with them. You just don't go to court running your mouth. What is the issue before this court? Job just told you. Where can we find wisdom? You need to know that. Amen. Don't just be going to church. You don't need no religion. Amen. You need wisdom of God. Amen. That's good. Notice, you keep on reading. It said, where is the place of understanding? Look at verse 13 of that same chapter, Job, verse 28. You know what verse 13 says? It says, men and women of this world have no clue. You need a pastor that will humble you. You think you all that you don't know squat. How do I know? The Bible says you have no clue. Make sure it's in your Bible. Can you read? You know, you can even look at your own life and tell you and me have no clue. How you know, Reverend? Mama, you know how people be talking? They will say, oops. You know why you say that? Because you know you don't know. Every now and then you say, oh, my bad. You know what you're saying? I have no clue. Every now and then you and me will say, I thought. You know why you're talking like that? Because you are acknowledging that human beings with flesh and blood, you are limited. Notice what verse 13 say again. It says, when it comes to wisdom, you cannot find it in the land of the living. Make sure it's in your Bible. Job 28, verse 13. Wisdom you cannot find in the land of the living. Now, you look at verse 14. They ask the depths of this world. They said, do you have wisdom? Guess what the depth say? Say, it's not in me. I ain't got it. Look at verse 15. They ask silver and gold, money. Guess what silver and gold say? No, I ain't got it. And here you are, you're trying to kill yourself because of money. My goodness, how much we miss sound knowledge of the word. Silver and gold say, no, you're asking the wrong person. I don't have it. Some of you will say, well, Pastor, okay, now, be fair to us. We come to church every Sunday to get wisdom. Now you're saying we don't have it? Why you think we come? Well, let me share with you what's wrong with Christian people, church folks. Have you ever eaten candy apple or apple candy? The apple by itself is nutritious. Let me stay away from my wife here because she make me eat apples. But then when you dip real apple, that's my student, beautiful and smart, Miss Wilson. When you dip apple in raw sugar, it become candy, apple candy. You know why we dip it? Because we want something sweet. We want the flavor. But when you do that, you've lost the nutrition. And then you get nothing. The problem with church folks is that you come to the house of God, you get wisdom of God, but then you dip it into the things of this world. And then you go home empty. You dip it in tradition. You dip it in black history, white history, African history. Now you lose. That's the problem with church folks. You are hearing the word, but you mix it with unbelief. You mix it with religion. And all you end up with is flavor. Sometimes you mix it even with society. This is how they do it. I saw this on television. I heard it on Facebook. The Bible says it profits you nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why the word of God don't profit us is because we dip it in things that is not of God. So as a result, we have abandoned wisdom. And we are now living in information chaos. Have you noticed anybody shouting today? That's when you realize serious teaching is taking place. It's not about shouting. It's not about feeling good. it doesn't profit your soul. What we see in the world today, brothers and sisters, is a bunch of fools on display. We got racial fools. We got political fools. We got social fools. We even got gender fools. Folks born a man walking like a woman. Women trying to be a man. Well, Pastor, you don't get it. I'm a trans. Trans who? Somebody needs to preach the gospel. Let's look at the book. Job 28 verse 20. The question was asked again. Where then, brother pastor, where can we find wisdom? You then told us it's not in the land of the living. You told us how we deep the word of God in a bunch of mess. Where then can we find wisdom? Look at verse 23 of Job 28. The answer is given. You see, God knows its location. Job 28, verse 23. The Bible said, what you looking for? God know its location. And God understand its source. You look at Job 28 verse 28. Then it tells you the secret to wisdom. Now you see why you're making all these mistakes and making wrong choices and you're losing right and left. What does the Bible say? It says, if you want wisdom, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, glory be to God. By the way, let me help you, since I'm a theologian. It didn't say the fear of God is the end of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to always make the right move, if you want to marry the right man, the right woman, if you want to raise your children and start a business, and while everybody is saying things are going down, God will profit you even in the midst of famine. You better pay attention. What is the source of wisdom? The fear of God. It is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. So wisdom don't come from your education. I got a lot of educated people in this congregation. It's humbling. I'm not against you. I'm one of you. You don't have a dummy, a functional illiterate for pastor. I understand what you know. I know your problem. I know your limitation. I'm one of you. You don't get wisdom from education. Another lie that we learn in society, they will tell you it comes with age. That's a lie. You can be 120 years old and still be the biggest fool. Somebody needs to tell the truth. Don't let this society lie to you. Then they tell you wisdom comes with experience. You're right. Some of you have been living since the day of Methuselah. How do we get wisdom? The fear of God. He is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't get it from the book of Job 28, verse 28, there's something called the law of mention, first mention. Look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10. You see the Bible telling you the same thing. Guess what the Bible says? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The same thing. Almost 1,000 years apart. The Bible is so consistent. Notice, what do we mean by fear of God? Maybe I should end up here so you all can go get some chicken or whatever. To fear God means you respect God. You know the biggest problem in the church house today? Lack of respect for God. That's why you come to church when you feel like it. Some of you, you rather go shopping. Some of you, you rather sleep. This is my time off. I'm resting. Brother Pastor, I love you. You ain't coming to church for me. Everybody must work his own soul salvation. Your pastor need help too. I need to work my own soul. God is my witness. The day I got married, in African culture, maybe it's the same thing in America, the day you get married, and all the honeymoon begin, and reception, from reception, you guess where? God is my witness. I was in the house of God. You can ask her. They say, what about the wife? What about honeymoon? Forget all of that. I need God. I need God. Without God, if you ever get a revelation of what your pastor is telling you, your life will never be the same again. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God will cause you to love people who are not even lovable. The fear of God will cause you to forgive people who have got on your nerves. Reference to God. Folks come to church and they are smoking in the parking lot. That's right, Pastor. No fear of God. No reference to God. Some of you come into the house of God and you're walking as if you're in Apollo. Apollo Theater. Who are you? Oh, Jesus, help me. And you're walking around with no wisdom. And then you wonder why you are making boo-boos all the time. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I won't even start my sermon, but I respect you. Here's how you get it. Number one, you got to fear God. Number two, you got to pray for it. Apostle Paul told the church at Ephesus, I pray that you will have a spirit of wisdom. Yes, sir. I want members of this church to stand out. You're looking at me, I just don't want to be a preacher. I want to stand out. Among my peers. Don't just be a school teacher. Be the best that God ever had. Don't just start a business. Let the world know that you are a man of God, a woman of God, the wisdom of God is running your business. I have to say this. I'll try to stop, but I'm getting information download. See, you can forfeit the wisdom of God. Are you listening to me? Lucifer had wisdom of God. He forfeited it. Adam had wisdom of God. Adam was so wise in everything. He forfeited. Do you remember a man by the name Solomon? The wisest man on earth. He died a wasteful man. Pay attention. This is not a church that you just come and say, okay, we're just going to have a good, we're going to have a good time, a good time, a good time. Yeah, right. Sit down and get the word of God. We've been having good times since 1902. I don't get time to talk about it, but I wanted to tell you different types of wisdom. Because there are wisdom that come from above. There are wisdom that come from the earth. Some of you, you join various lodges, various fraternities and sororities. I want to show you what the Bible said concerning the wisdom that you're getting. I have to do that another time, I guess. Thank you, Jesus. Notice what I'm asking you to do. Desire wisdom. Start with fear of God. Build an altar. I'm talking about prayer. And you need something to maintain it. It's called meekness. Meekness is when the Lord begins to build you up, and every time somebody wants to tell you, you all die, you say, no, 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 sir. Meekness will cause you to say, no, that's not me. Every time Pharaoh turned to Joseph and said, man, you the man. No, Joseph will say, no. I'm not the man. God will give the answer to Pharaoh, not me.
That's right.
The spirit of meekness will cause you to always point to God.
That's right.
I was in a home going yesterday with you, Pastor, and a gentleman, pastor from Shreveport, said, I've heard a lot about you. And we met in the restroom, by the way. I said, sir, no, 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 no. You're talking to the wrong man. I've never passed to any church. I say, after 29 years, I still have no clue what I'm doing. Scared the daylight out of him for telling the truth. I say, it comes from God. Except the Lord. I got to stop. Everybody's time. No, no, no. Why am I asking you to pray? The word of God says, call upon me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things. Fellowship those who are wise. There are wise women in your congregation. There are wise men in your congregation. There are wise men and women in the community. Hang out with people who are wise. So you can be wiser. Don't waste your time with people that are going nowhere. I'm a girl, I would not date anybody like that. You're better off to be single than hanging around with dodo birds. And allow spirit of meekness. I wish I have time to share this. There was a king. His name is Nebuchadnezzar. He had no spirit of meekness. He said, look what I did. Look, the kingdom I built. God said, today, for 7 years, he became a beast, crawling. You don't build nothing. You don't even know how. Somebody shout, but God. Oh, somebody come, Proverb. Sister, don't mean to take you away from your husband. Brother Hall said, why he did that to me?
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, if you know that this is the day that the Lord has made and you're rejoiceful in your heart, can you do it by way of opening up your mouth and praising the Lord and clapping your hands and saying hallelujah and standing on our feet and giving God the praise that is due him this morning? While you're doing that, good morning to everybody out there. Good morning to you who are in here. Tell somebody around you, say good morning. Tell somebody else, good morning. I'm glad to see you this morning. We're going to open up with scripture. It says, Philippians 2nd chapter 9th through the 11th verse says, wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, can you give God some praise for his son, Jesus Christ? We're going to sing about that name this morning. Shout hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on.